This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he said following the events of May the 6th, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves.
आज तक जिसे हमें प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहते थे 6 मई के बाद जो दृश्य देखे गए उसके बाद हम इसे प्रॉक्सी वॉर कहने की गलती नहीं कर सकते हैं और इसका कारण है जब आतंकवाद के 9 ठिकाने तय करके 22 मिनट में साथियों उनको ध्वस्त कर दिया और इस बार तो सब कैमरा के सामने की सारी व्यवस्था रखी थी ताकि हमारे घर में कोई सबूत न मांगे.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi said there will be no compromise in achieving the vision of developed India on completing 100 years of independence, and every citizen had to play their role in realizing this dream.
हम गांव-गांव व्यापारियों को शपथ दिलवाएं, व्यापारियों का कितना ही मुनाफा क्यों ना हो आप विदेशी माल नहीं बेचोगे. लेकिन दुर्भाग्य देखिए गणेश जी भी विदेश से आ जाते हैं, छोटी आंख वाले गणेश जी आएंगे, गणेश जी की आंख भी नहीं खुल रही है. आपको पता ही नहीं होता है आप हेयर पिन भी विदेशी उपयोग कर लेते हैं, कंघा भी विदेशी होता है, हमें मालूम तक नहीं है, पता ही नहीं है दोस्तों. देश को अगर बचाना है, देश को बनाना है तो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर ये सिर्फ सैनिकों के जिम्मे नहीं है, ऑपरेशन सिंदूर 140 करोड़ नागरिकों के जिम्मे.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 5,500 crore rupees in Gandhinagar. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has approved the Advanced Medium Combat Aircraft Programme Execution Model. The model aims to enhance India's indigenous defence capabilities and foster a robust domestic aerospace industrial ecosystem. In a statement, the Defence Ministry said this is an important step towards harnessing the indigenous expertise, capability and capacity to develop the advanced medium combat aircraft prototype, which will be a major milestone towards self-reliance in the aerospace sector. India continued to expose Pakistan's support to terrorism globally with multi-party delegations visiting various countries and spreading New Delhi's message of zero tolerance against terrorism. The all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha held a meeting with Singapore's senior Minister of State for Foreign Affairs and Home Affairs. After the meeting, Sanjay Kumar Jha said the delegation has requested that Pakistan be brought on financial action tasks blacklist. Another multi-party delegation led by Supriya Sule, Member of Parliament, concluded its official visit to Qatar. During their two-day visit, the delegation held high-level discussions with senior Qatari officials, members of Qatar's academia and think tanks. The government has restored benefits under the Remission of Duties and Taxes and Exported Products Scheme for exports made by advance authorization holders, export-oriented units and units in special economic zones. The restoration of benefits will be effective from the 1st of next month. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over the west coast of India along Kerala, Karnataka and coastal areas of Maharashtra. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD senior scientist Dr. R.K. Jenamani has said that heavy rainfall has reduced in Mumbai as of now, but light to moderate rainfall will continue in the region. In athletics, India's Gulveer Singh has clinched the gold medal in the men's 10,000-meter race at the Asian Athletics Championships in Gumi, South Korea. He secured the top spot, clocking 28 minutes, 38.63 seconds. In IPL T20 cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Ekana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Royal Challengers Bengaluru, having already qualified for the playoffs, will be aiming for a win to strengthen their chances of finishing in the top two on the points table. And with that, we end this news bulletin.